Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Fridays during session, we always connect with our state representative, one of our three state representatives. Of course, Joel Rubman and Michelle Salzman being the other two. But Alex Andrade, state representative for District 2, southern half of Escambia County, plus the waterfront portions of southern and Santa Rosa County. Alex, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Great to have you. By the way, we didn't connect last week for, I don't remember what, we had scheduling issues, but congratulations, named one of University of Florida's 40 under 40 for 2023. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, no, thanks. It was a great honor getting to go to Gainesville last week and participate in that. It does say something about the college campuses right now. Another person who received the award last week was a guy named James Uthmeyer, who happens to be the Governor DeSantis' chief of staff. And when they made the announcement that he received the award, they were so afraid to say who he worked for. All they said was, "Works for the state."
What?
Well, I mean, I had a professor say they were going to quit when they saw that I received the award, so... There's definitely a toxic kind of situation going on college campuses and the politicization of administration and staff.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting the other day because you've been, obviously running HB 999, the one that would change a lot of the – what I have said is an effort to kind of pull universities in Florida back to the middle is kind of the goal of that bill where, so many universities in the nation are so far to the left. And I thought it was funny how a couple of different people who work at, I think it was FSU, maybe it was UF, who basically said, this bill is going to destroy everything. And, and my thought was, aren't you kind of admitting that there's such a strong bias already? If that's the way you're presenting things.
The sky's been falling for 30 years, ever since Republicans gained the majority in Florida. The sky hasn't hit the ground yet. So I think something else is going on.
So that HB 999 is going to pass, I would assume. It looks like the Senate companion is going to pass, and that's going to become law. One that you have been running that you and I have talked about in the past, this defamation bill, HB 991, that's the one that would change the standards for defamation involving, public figures, and it would seek to kind of chip away at or change the way things have been operating since New York Times versus Sullivan. That bill's not going to go, is that right?
Yeah, most likely not. I mean, I like to joke, what is dead may never die, like from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Most likely not. The Senate sponsor, Jason Broder, and I both made the call just not to have it heard in its final committees this past week. There's a lot of boxes you have to check when you're moving legislation, especially legislation with that many eyeballs on it. And there's so many more important issues going on this year that we just, Jason's got so many more bills, and he controls a very large part of the budget. He controls, the DEP and environmental side of stuff over in the Senate. And we both just didn't have the time to commit to go get all of those boxes checked to make sure we had the right product and we could pass it on both sides. So we just made the call to work on it next year.
Well, there's always the future for these things, and there is literally only so much time that you have in session. You've also got just signed into law, I guess, last day or two. Governor DeSantis signed the death penalty. 8-4 is enough to send somebody to be executed. And then I apologize. I thought it had been signed into law. I guess it has, but forgive me if I'm wrong about that, that for the first time has a non-homicide offense, sexual assault against children, is a death penalty offense, which I think an awful lot of people celebrate. I mean, not that you can celebrate on this, but, really think that's the right treatment of these folks. The one thing that I had always had a concern about with that is if you say it's death for molesting a child, you incentivize killing the only witness in a lot of these cases. And that always concerned me as that treatment. Your thoughts on that?
So death penalty for these kinds of crimes used to be on the books. And in fact, it was only recently, I think 2012, 2013, when Kennedy versus Louisiana made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the decision by the Supreme Court was that you could only impose the death penalty on homicide cases. If you actually read that Kennedy versus Louisiana case, I challenge you to say that the death penalty wasn't merited. In that case, the facts were egregious. I remember reading it in law school to this day. It was so gut-wrenching and awful. So while I have my own personal issues with the death penalty as a whole, you know, I believe that it's incredibly expensive. It has no deterrent effect. You run the risk of killing innocent people. If we're not having the debate on doing away with the death penalty, if we're operating in the world in a world where the death penalty is an applicable punishment, I think that some of those cases that where you're talking about essentially you're killing a child.
Right.
You might not take their life, but you are killing that child. You're killing their life. I think the death penalty, if it's available, should be applicable.
Yeah, and by the way, on the concerns about the death penalty, I am a very firm believer in the death penalty. I think most people who believe in it for the wrong reasons. I completely agree with you. Deterrence, A, is not shown to be a value on the death penalty because of the incredible length of the process of actually executing somebody. But also, I don't think that people who are murderers are rational in the way that the death penalty would serve to deter them. And, I don't think you can use the argument that having a harsher penalty than people deserve in order to discourage them from a behavior is rationally justifiable in the first place. You can only punish people up to the point that you're justified in the punishment. If it happens to deter, that would be a nice bonus, but that can't be the rationale for ratcheting up a level of punishment. And so, in my opinion, as a philosopher, I think that the deterrence argument entirely falls apart in this conversation. We're talking to Alex Andrade. He's our state representative for District 2. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives from Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns or problems. It looks like 98 is accident-free. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Alex Andrade, state representative for District 2. Next week is a budget talk. Is that right?
Yeah. So we have most indications that we're going to start conferencing, where I'm going to start negotiating with my Senate counterpart in my appropriation silo to try and bring our budget in for a landing. So probably starting Monday, we'll start conferencing and negotiating fully. And hopefully by the end of next week, we'll have a final product that we can lay on the table, give it, 72 hours to rest, kind of like bread. And then once it rises, we can vote on it to pass it. So I think it's a good sign that we'll end session on time this year, hopefully, knock on wood. And I think it's going to be a great budget.
And is this the end next week? I always forget the dates of the session. Is next week the last week?
No, there's one more week after that,
okay,
technically. We still got lots of policy to pass, but hopefully we can get a budget done and settled by the end of next week.
And then the last thing I want to ask you about, because it is the only thing that anybody cares about in the last 48 hours, really about 25 hours. What are you, Alex Andrade, going to do to make sure that nobody ever gets an EAS test alert on their phones at 3:45 in the morning on a weekday?
Well, so State Senator Blazing Golia from Central Florida made the announcement yesterday that he wants to file a bill next year called the Stop Wake Act.
I know, it's hilarious.
fully intend on supporting that on the House side if he does, because I don't think I got the notice somehow. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think my notifications on my phone are such right now where some of those notices don't come through to me. But, yeah, it seems to have affected everybody. And I think that was inappropriate.
Well, it must have been nice to be able to sleep yesterday. Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2, the southern half of Escambia County and the beachfront portions of Santa Rosa County. And again, a 2023 honoree of the University of Florida's 40 under 40, or as he likes to call himself, a double gator. Alex, as always, thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.